This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
Kids are back in school and the seasons are changing with Congress heading back to work soon with a lot on their plate. Joining us with an update from our nation's capital, Chris Galen, Senior VP of Membership Services and Strategic Initiatives with the National Milk Producers Federation.
Congress is still out this week, but they will be returning to Capitol Hill next week with some must-do items, along with some of the things that we hope that they will do here still in 2019. The must-do item is figuring out the budget, which seems to be a perennial challenge, regardless of who's in the driver's seat in Washington. What we're hoping is that they will take quick action on funding for the new fiscal year, which starts on October 1st. If they are unable to do that, and right now I wouldn't put odds on it, then they will have what's called a continuing resolution to provide short-term funding. The main thing is avoiding a government shutdown, which I think both parties would like to avoid. So that's a must-do item, and at some point they have to pass a budget for the new fiscal year. In the meantime, what we're also hoping that they will take up is the U.S.-Mexico-Canada Free Trade Agreement. That's a very high-profile issue. It's controversial, at least in the House of Representatives. I think ultimately there will be enough votes there to pass it, but right now there's no timetable bill for any votes on it. So we are continuing to work with others in agriculture to remind lawmakers of both parties that this is an important deal for America's dairy farmers, and it's not something that they can ignore.
Plus, there are other issues out there that they can't ignore, huh?
In addition to trade issues, not just USMCA, but we're continuing to work with the administration on our trade talks with Japan and even with China. But one of the other things closer to home that we've been working on is immigration reform. Now, this is a topic that has been fully discussed and debated for many years here. There have been some renewed negotiations in the House of Representatives where National Milk, along with other farm groups, are talking with the farm workers organizations and leaders in the House of Representatives. So we're hoping that the culmination of those talks and negotiations will be a bill that can get enough support both in the House and then in the Senate that we can develop a workable guest worker program for agricultural workers, including specifically workers on dairy farms, while at the same time, Bill, also making certain that we don't lose the current workforce on dairy farms. So that's been our goal. We've been down this path before, been frustrated, but hopefully this latest effort will bear some fruit.
Well, switching gears, Chris, we should point out that we have the deadline approaching for the dairy margin coverage signups.
Yeah, so we've been talking about what's the latest coming here in Washington, and this is just a reminder that outside of the Beltway, farmers have another 2 weeks to sign up for the dairy margin coverage program at their local county FSA office. We know that roughly two-thirds of the farms with an established milk production history have already signed up for 2019. Hopefully that number will go higher because we now know the July payment, which was about 23 cents per hundredweight, and that will mean that the first 7 months of the year, there will be a payment of some size for those enrolled at the highest coverage level of 950 per hundredweight. So even when you net out the premiums, farmers will still be making money. Even if you're the largest farms, you can still sign up at a level that will net you some money here from the DMC in 2019. So again, you have until Friday, September 20th to enroll in the program.
As we've mentioned in the past, there are resources available, including some information on your website.
Certainly the USDA has a dairy margin coverage page, and then National Milk's page, which is nmpf.org, there's a dedicated page for learning more about the dairy margin coverage program.
Thanks for the update, Chris. Chris Galen, Senior VP of Membership Services and Strategic Initiatives with the National Milk Producers Federation.
When you add cottonseed to your feed, your cows and your bottom line come out the winners. The high fat content of cottonseed provides your cows with extra energy that they can use to increase the butterfat content of their milk. Cottonseed also helps cows maintain optimum body condition, and that adds up to a better bottom line for you.
To get the most out of your feed, just add cottonseed.
Feed your bottom line. Order online at wholecottonseed.com.
Earlier with Chris Galen, we touched on the dairy margin coverage program and the deadline coming up in just a couple of weeks. Well, tomorrow on our Feed Forum Friday, Dr. Mike Hutchins will be along to discuss the current prices and strategies as we head into the fall season and more numbers on the DMC. That's coming up tomorrow. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.